I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
And here we are today welcoming you to Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about cookies. I mean, what could be more favorite than cookies?
Cookies are so popular. They're easy to pick up and on the go. They're easy for children to make. You oftentimes a beginning baker, the very first item or baked treat that they will make will be a cookie, a drop cookie, because it's so easy.
And you can't hardly go wrong. I mean, unless you really leave out an important ingredient mm-hmm. or something, mm-hmm. they're not going to turn out so bad that you have to feed them to the dog.
Right. Yeah. Just don't burn them. Just, yes. That would be, yes. probably be the worst
so,
thing.
So, Miss Nene, you went mm-hmm. looking for a recipe for a specific purpose. What were some of your guidelines?
I was wanting a drop cookie. An oatmeal drop cookie that was not soft. I wanted it firmer textured. My mom had a wonderful oatmeal cookie recipe that was called Oatmeal Krispies, and it was formed. And I didn't want to take the time to have to form those cookies. I wanted to bloop, 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 and, you know, have my cookies baked and made. And so it's difficult to find that kind of recipe. But, I wanted it to be make a firmer cookie, a crunchier cookie. It didn't have to have nut meats in it, but I still want a crunch because, you know, my mouth is
crunch,
all about
crunch,
texture.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And it had to be a basic enough recipe that if I wanted to make this a monster cookie and add all kinds of add-ins, it could accommodate that. And then the next item would be it had to taste unique. You know, I didn't want just a plain old oatmeal cookie.
There's nothing wrong with that. I love plain old oatmeal cookies. But sometimes mm-hmm. you got to add a little Miss Nene in here.
Yes.
And it does make it fun when you add something that people aren't expecting.
Yes, yes. So my sister, who just every so often peruses websites looking for cookie recipes, she's a seamstress at heart, so doesn't put her focus on food like her sister does. And so she forwarded this recipe to me, and it came from kingarthurflour.com, and that's a wonderful website, wonderful company, excellent high quality products, ingredients that they sell. Plus, I really trust their recipes and the staff behind them who taste and develop those recipes. This recipe was originally called Loaded Chocolate Chip Oatmeal Cookies. Well, I didn't.
Not anymore.
No. I didn't want chocolate chips in my oatmeal cookies. I already have a great chocolate chip cookie recipe. I was looking for something different, but I looked further because what I immediately saw was in order to get crunch, they put in toasted pecans in their recipe, but they also included grape nut cereal. Now, I don't eat cereal very often now, but as a child, we ate a lot of cereal. And grape nuts was one of the cereal boxes in our cupboard. They were so crunchy and so good. And it seemed like they could sit in milk
a long time. Yes,
and not get crunchy. So I knew that grape nuts cereal was going to be right on track for what I wanted to achieve in the texture of my cookie. But then what happened, LaVon? The spice in this cookie was ground cinnamon. That was
pretty ordinary.
Yes, a little too out of the ordinary for Miss Nene, especially when I wanted to try something different and fine and fun and go with it. I happened to think of Chinese five-spice powder that could be perhaps a wonderful flavor component for it. Now, what is in the world is Chinese five-spice powder?
And why would you put it in cookies?
It's primarily a spice that is used for cooking. Why would we put it in cookies? Because I thought it would be good.
Because it's a Miss Nene thing.
Yes. But the components of Chinese five spice powder is includes five spices: cassia cinnamon, star anise, anise seed, ginger, and cloves. So you kind of get, maybe can start thinking in your mind what the flavor might be. Produce when using this powder. Now, perhaps some people of our listeners have not tried even anise or know what anise is. Anise would be a licorice flavor, and I'm a red licorice fan, but I'm not a black licorice fan or a whorehound fan, and that's what I think of this too. But when I put this five spice powder into the cookie dough. And of course, you have to taste the cookie dough before you make the cookies.
That's a different flavor in it. Yes, as you say, you got to taste it.
Mm-hmm. And I started out with 1 teaspoon of the five spice powder. Oh, and by the way, five spice powder can be purchased at our local grocery store or at a specialty spice store. But when I started out with this five spice powder, I just incorporated 1 teaspoon of the powder because the recipe originally called for 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon. That did not give enough flavor to me. So I thought, okay, let's double this. And I did. And woo, okay.
Your first reaction was maybe that was a little much.
Yes.
But.
Yes. But in the baking process, some of that stronger flavor component baked out of it. The 2 teaspoons was just absolutely perfect for this. When the timer dinged and I opened the oven door, this wonderful aroma touched my nostrils. It was great. And then, of course, I had to let them cool a little bit so I wouldn't burn my mouth.
Not too much,
no,
though, right?
Because I was very anxious to taste them after they'd been baked. To just see, there's 2 teaspoons. Yep, too
increase
much.
Increase or, mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's hard to tell, difficult to tell what's going to happen to any kind of flavoring when it's heated or baked.
Yes.
Changes the flavor sometimes from what it started out to be.
Right. Well, those oils in a lot of those spices can make a whole different taste in your mouth after they are heated. But anyway, I just love these cookies. The flavor is just a lovely, mild licorice flavor. You might get a little touch of cloves and ginger, but not much. But it's just a unique added component to an old-fashioned recipe.
And since I got to taste them, mm-hmm. since Miss Nini let me have a couple of cookies, it's the kind of flavor that you don't go, oh my gosh, I don't know what this is. It's kind of hidden. It's very soft. It's very subtle. So you go, there's something really different about these, and they're really yummy. I wonder what that is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And consequently, because of that, I've dubbed these cookies with this title. They are called What's in Your Oatmeal Cookies? Because that's what everyone's going to say to you after you make these and they try them. But I also might mention that because I was working with a Chinese five spice powder, I thought, well, what more can I add to this cookie to give it a fill out that culture reference to China? And I toasted some sesame seeds, very quick to do on top of the stove on a very low heat.
In the skillet.
Yep, in the skillet.
But don't walk away.
Oh, exactly, because they will burn if you walk away. It takes them just a little bit longer to get to that point where they're starting to brown. But when they brown, they will go quickly. So, yes, don't walk away and leave them. Keep an eye on them. Let them cool a little bit before you add them to the rest of the batter. And that, too, just completed the whole flavor component of this cookie.
So the recipe that people see on our website mm-hmm. is going to be one thing. But you've talked about how you could change this in mm-hmm. a lot of different ways. Maybe it depends on what you have in your cupboard at the time as to what you'd like to add to it, or what's a favorite thing of your family, so you can use this as a base.
Exactly. And I've also included optional add-ins, such as chips, nut meats, toasted pecans, could add raisins or other fruit, dried fruits to it, could add some coconut, and just whatever you want to do. Yep. You might say clean out your pantry.
Yes. And I think the one nice thing about this is, as you mentioned, it's crunchy, but without the nuts necessarily. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody's really allergic mm-hmm. to nuts, I think this would be a really nice choice where
Indeed.
You still get the really good flavor and get that crunch. And, it'll be a really good choice.
And the choice of oatmeal to use, of course, there's just a broad range of oatmeals. But old-fashioned oats is really the one to use because it gives more chew to the cookie, makes it feel like a healthier bite in your mouth. I would discourage using it quick or instant oatmeal because I think it would just get lost
kind of
within
mushy,
in the dough.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How much oatmeal is in there as compared to the amount of flour?
There are 3 cups oatmeal.
Okay.
And only 1.5 cups flour, so okay. twice the amount.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So and then you can make these cookies any size. I chose to make them just about a 2-inch diameter cookie, and the recipe yielded about 40 cookies. If you wanted them larger, more monster-like, then, of course, your cookie quantity would be cut down.
Okay, so we'd be able to find this recipe
on our website at kjan.com. Click on Programs. Click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVonne and Miss Nini. There will be a picture, multiple pictures of the preparation steps to make this cookie and also the recipe. But remember, write to us or call us if you don't have computer access, and we'd be more than happy to send that recipe to you. So now go make some fun family memories in the kitchen.